Planes, cranes, and automobiles. What's trending and what's not when it comes to automobiles, EVs, and the creative outliers, by John R. Quinn. 5 years ago, CES had become a locus for self-driving vehicle demonstrations with autonomous vehicles cruising down the Las Vegas Strip, drawing stares from passerby. In the post-pandemic world, CES mobility exhibits came back down to earth, focusing less on experimental autonomous vehicles and more on the rapid shift away from combustion engines to fully electric cars and trucks. Even consumer electronics and tech companies like Sony and Amazon were more focused on electric vehicles and the in-car experience. Car makers are leading efforts to lead a greener and more sustainable future, said Gary Shapiro, CEO of the CTA, at a keynote address featuring auto giant Stellantis. Indeed, consumers seem to agree. Just a couple of years ago, market analysts predicted EVs would only account for less than 2% of car sales today. However, early survey results for last year indicate that 10% of new car sales in 2022 were electric, according to LMC Automotive and EV Volumes. Worldwide, sales of electric vehicles topped 7.8 million units, which is a 68% increase over 2021. Still, there continues to be a voracious appetite for traditional pickup trucks in the U.S. Last year, the top three vehicles sold in the U.S. were pickups, according to Edmunds. So considerable fanfare surrounded Stellantis' big reveal of its Ram 1500 Revolution battery-powered electric pickup concept at CES 2023. The Ram Revolution is a fully web-connected vehicle, replete with remote retail opportunities, and boasts a host of slick design elements, including removable center console and opposing doors that open without the obstruction of a center pillar provider between the front and back seats. The pickup will also use a faster than Tesla 800-volt charging system that can deliver 100 miles of range in less than 10 minutes. A few additional details were available on the concept Ram Revolution truck, which is expected to appear in showrooms next year. But Stellantis will be playing catch-up in a field that already includes Ford's F-150 Lightning, the Rivian R1T, and the GMC Hummer EV. With demand for EVs far outstripping supply, however, Stellantis expects to still be in the mix when the Ram Revolution finally goes on sale. Meanwhile, traditional luxury brands have been playing catch-up to Tesla. Mercedes-Benz, more recognized for its engineering prowess than its aesthetic sensibilities, made a point of showing off a finally attractive design, its Vision EQXX research vehicle. The Vision EQXX looks like a throwback to James Bond's 1968 Aston Martin, but under the hood it's all electric and capable of traveling 745 miles on a single charge. Mercedes is hoping to couple such skills with new in-cabin consumer electronic experience using Dolby Atmos and Apple Music and Universal Music to deliver the ultimate in immersive sound. More significantly, Mercedes-Benz made news at CES by announcing it would launch its own network of public Mercedes-branded charging stations, which is clearly taking a page from Tesla and will no doubt be dotted near many retail stores. The network will be built in partnership with ChargePoint, and Mercedes said its North American network will include more than 400 hubs with more than 2,500 high-power chargers crisscrossing the continent by 2027. One feature touted at CES was that Mercedes owners will be able to reserve charging stations remotely from their car, although the stations, unlike Tesla's, will be open to all EV owners for a charge, or almost never. Lightyear, a Dutch company that already makes a $300,000 EV that's wrapped in solar panels to add extra miles, debuted a new solar EV model that the company promised would have a range of 500 miles and cost less than $40,000. In-car VR. Also wrapped in special panels, BMW once again showed off its iVision D concept car, a sedan that rolled out on stage in white but then generated applause when it flipped through some of its 32 owner-adjustable exterior colors, thanks to D's e-ink technology. D stands for Digital Emotional Experience, and BMW also stressed the interior virtual reality and mixed reality experience it plans to give owners in the future. Hoping to maintain and expand its own presence in car dashboards, Sony touted its future gaming and in-cabin VR experiences. At CES, the company in partnership with Honda debuted its Afeela concept vehicle, an electric car with immersive in-car entertainment. The spin-off company, Sony Honda Mobility, plans to start selling the car in 2026. Afeela represents our concept of an interactive relationship where people feel the sensation of intelligent mobility and where mobility can detect and understand people in society by utilizing sensing and AI technologies, said Sony Honda Mobility Chairman and CEO Yasuhi Mizuno in explaining the concept behind the name. Gaming and the so-called metaverse was also on the minds of other CES mobility exhibitors. One company, Holoride, introduced a new VR service package designed to eliminate car trip. Are we there yet? Boredom. Without having to buy a new car. Using existing VR headsets and its Holoride GPS wireless add-on, the system allows wearers to play games, surf the web, or binge-watch TV shows without inducing motion sickness. I can't watch or read TV in a car, explained co-founder Daniel Profendener, riding in the back of a 1967 Cadillac convertible as he demonstrated the service to DealerScope. But I can watch this because the view moves in sync with the car. E-bikes riding a wave. Other mobility exhibits continue to make inroads at CES 2023, with e-bikes dominating. As demonstration of their popularity, Vietnamese car maker VinFast displayed a line of e-bikes, as did some CE brands, using the RCA moniker. More associated with the era of VCRs and Nipper the Dog, a new line of e-bikes and the brand embossed of their frames debuted with models for country trails as well as suburban commuting. Even supercar maker Bugatti is in the e-mobility market, touting its second-generation electric scooter at CES. But while the Bugatti Chiron Supersport 300 Plus One sports car has a top speed of just under 305 miles per hour, Bugatti's new e-scooter tops out at just 22. Naturally, the mobility trend has not escaped the purview of e-retail giant Amazon. The company hopes to leverage Alexa in cars, announcing at CES that it's adding a new service that allows Alexa to locate charging stations for EV drivers. For example, Amazon also threw its Ring brand into the dash cam arena with the $250 Ring car cam. The device not only monitors drivers, but also monitors cars while parked for a monthly fee of $6 or $60 for the year. Many CES attendees expect the Ring car cam to reignite interest in dash cams in general. Autonomy still coming. Based on what was on display at CES 2023, autonomous vehicles are still coming, just much more slowly to market than anticipated, and probably led by the commercial sector rather than in consumer cars. The big kahuna in this space is still Google's Waymo. And some of its vehicles, festooned with LiDAR and camera technology, were on display at the show. Even though Waymo's technology is more advanced than any other company in the space, aside from some still experimental robo-taxis in San Francisco and Phoenix, its vehicles still haven't hit the consumer market. In fact, the focus of self-driving technology has shifted more to the industrial and commercial use of autonomous vehicles. For example, Ouster's LiDAR technology is now being used by companies like Outrider in autonomous vehicles designed for shipping yards. And big industrial and agro brands were touting autonomous tech as well. Caterpillar went big indeed, with its 100-ton Cat 777 dump truck on display. One of the largest autonomous vehicles on the planet. The truck is one of some 550 trucks Caterpillar says are now operating autonomously around the world. Aside from demonstrating its mining and construction tech, Caterpillar underscored it has a deeper connection to CES. We help miners unearth materials found in everything from the smartphone displays to batteries for electric vehicles that are exhibited at CES, said Mark Cameron, a Caterpillar senior vice president. Across the aisle at CES 2023 agricultural equipment company, John Deere also had some heavy machinery on the display. The highlight of the company's exhibit was a tractor with sprawling 120 feet wide booms dotted with 36 cameras. It was part of the company's See and Spray ruling computer system, which can tell the difference between plants and weeds and only spray herbicides on the latter. The system can reduce the use of herbicides by up to 66%, which is good for the environment and reduce stress on crops, which improves yields. Also on display at CES was a new John Deere electric excavator. It not only boasts zero emissions, but also lower maintenance costs for construction sites, as well as reduced noise pollution at job sites. All of this attention focused on commercial technology applications is not to say that researchers aren't still racing to bring autonomous vehicles into the consumer space. In its second year at CES, the Indy Automotive Challenge race took place on the penultimate day of the show at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. 9 teams programmed Indy open-wheel race cars outfitted with autonomous sensors and controls to run at speeds of up to 180 miles per hour. Their winner this year was Polymove team from Politecnico di Milano and the University of Alabama. And finally, if it's CES in Las Vegas, there has to be a flying car. What was different this year is that many believe ASCA might actually get its model off the ground. The company has been building its carbon fiber prototype of the A5 out in Mountain View, California, explained COO and co-founder Mackie Kaplinski. With its wings and propellers folded back, the A5 can handle road work and then extend its wings for either vertical or short takeoffs and landings. The ASCA A5 is expected to cost $789,000. They are taking pre-orders now. The vehicle is electric, has a 250-mile range, or 110 minutes of flying time, and an airspeed of 110 miles per hour. It also boasts the latest German Garmin Pilot and navigation systems, and Kaplinski expects it to be the first drive-and-fly vehicle to be approved by the FAA. The spate of storms out west damaged the A5 on its way to CES, so we aren't able to get a ride-along demonstration. But we hope to start flight testing in Q1, Kaplinski told Dealerscope. So we have to wait until next CES to get our flying car ride.